Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. As you can see, we've taken the brand on the road outside of the friendly confines down here. You know, every single year, this is kind of marks our anniversary. We started the show December 1st, 2020. I came to this event the week right after, and here we are, year 3. We're right back. So, week 13 of the NFL starts today. As far as Sunday games are concerned, we had a nice little Bills-Patriots on Thursday. So, let's bring in the stars of the show. You know, if you watch on Tuesday, you see these three. Oh, wait. We've got 4 faces on the show this morning. Somebody is a little guest in our little NFL house. So let's start right there. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Midwest, where everybody is nice to everybody. Oh. He, Guru, Brant Sutton, the Speculator. You guys have been all over the World Cup. So much great information. Buckets, good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here as always. If you see me kind of darting away every now and then, I do have the France and Poland game up on my second monitor, keeping a close eye on there to see what Mbappe can do for the boys today.
Yeah, there you go. And the Speculator's on over 2.5 there as well. Next, he is the man who runs the NFL for us, a sports line. He is the Stoic One. And by the way, up 18 units at the NFL. RJ White, you're having a very good year. Will it continue today, sir?
It better. I mean, I was 4-0 on the Tuesday show last week. I already gave out, I think, 3 picks on the Tuesday show, including a teaser. Teasers have been, I believe, 5 in a row hit in my column that I put every week out on Sportsline. So a lot of good stuff happening. But, you know, it always feels like there's that one bad week coming around the corner. So hopefully we can keep staving that off until next year.
Yeah, next year. We don't need it. This is going to be a great December, a great holiday season, a great day live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M Squared, welcome to Sunday Brunch. Hello.
Good morning, Coach. Happy to be here, everybody. Happy Sunday Brunch. What a beautiful day of football. There's just awesome matchups across the board. This might be my favorite week in the NFL in terms of just watching as a fan. Some huge ones today.
You're damn right. Huge ones at 1 o'clock, huge games at 4 o'clock. And that's why we've got this man here ever since literally day one. You and I were together. He is the maestro. Larry Hartstein. Good morning, sir.
Coach, has it been 2 years already? It's really flown by spending all this great time with you. I will be at the game of the day today in the NFL slate, which I can't wait for. And we'll talk about that in a bit.
All right. Well, as you know, Sundays are a very, very busy day at the brand. In fact, in addition to this show, we've got 2 more big shows coming up at 12 p.m. Eastern time. All the games Mikey was just talking about. We'll break down every single 1 o'clock game, every single 4 o'clock game. And then tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, the entire crew will break down Sunday night football from top to bottom. Best bets, props, the gym, the donkey, the goose. We've got it all for you tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines and maybe the game of the day, because there's a lot of big ones going down in Cincinnati. The Bengals hosting the number 1 seeded Kansas City Chiefs. Maestro, start us off.
Yeah, I was being a little tongue-in-cheek before because I'm going to the 5-7 Falcons versus the 4-7 Steelers, which is actually a very intriguing matchup. But we're going to talk about the game of the day, which is the Bengals hosting the Chiefs. This is a double revenge spot for Patrick Mahomes. He's made it very clear about how that loss has stuck with him the second half of that playoff game, 8-15, 55 yards, 2 interceptions. But a lot has changed since then. They have a offense now that they believe can matriculate the ball down the field and not just go deep to Tyreek Hill. So if the Bengals do want to play seven or eight defensive backs, that they can move the ball down the field and not get frustrated. They also have a better running game with Pacheco averaging 4.7 yards a carry. Patrick Mahomes, 26 straight wins in November and December. You remember that loss in Cincinnati in the regular season. That was actually January 2nd of last year. So they are still perfect in November and December. But on the other side, you have Joe Burrow, 15-3 against the spread in his last 18 games. And oh yeah, Ja'Marr Chase coming back. Looks like a full workload for him. What did he do against the Chiefs? 54 yards and a touchdown in the playoff game. But if you remember in the regular season, he just went off. I think it was 266 yards. I would lean KC, but there's some injury news that is concerning when you talk about Frank Clark, Joe Thuney showing up as questionable on the injury report late in the week. Those are two key guys, one on each side of the line for the Chiefs, but still should be the game of the day.
It should be. Marvel says road favorites, stay away. Maybe the over's the play in this game. Who knows? Bengals, 38-35, Matt says in the chat. Doesn't sound bad as long as the Chiefs have the 38. Now, that's a game of the day, but very, very close behind. And R.J. White, I'm coming to you. Because out in San Francisco, it's a little bit of a homecoming for Mike McDaniels and the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. But this is also a big game for both. They're both in first place in the AFC East and also in the NFC West. So talk to me on the homecoming of the man who's quickly becoming almost like a cult figure down in Miami.
Yeah, McDaniel helped unlock the San Francisco offense, but now he has to solve the number one defense in the league, and he has to do it without both starting tackles because one was doubtful, one was out. Obviously, neither are going to play, so it's going to be Greg Little on one side, and I can't even tell you who the other guy's going to be. So getting the ball out ASAP is going to be key for them. So likely leads to more Tua attempts, if you're looking at that prop. Less explosive plays downfield because he has to get the ball out quickly with San Francisco bringing the heat. This line was between three and a half and four all week, bouncing back and forth. Now it's up to 4.5 with that injury news and the sharps on San Francisco. When Larry said he was going to be at the game of the week, I was wondering how he's going to catch a plane to Santa Clara quickly enough, because this has all the makings of possibly being the game of the week too. I know everybody's focused on Chiefs Bengals, but you know, this could be if injuries break right and matches break right, this could be a Super Bowl preview.
Well, you know how the maestro is with those private jets that he has his hands on all the time. He can get there cross country. All right. Now, I tell you what, I never thought, and all of us have been into it, that I would be as into the World Cup as I am. But there's been some crazy, crazy, crazy outcomes. But now we're into the knockout stage. Unfortunately for the United States, they just did not have Netherlands' number yesterday. But it changes now, Buckets, because these games can go into extra time and people need to be very careful and know what they are doing. Educate me.
Yeah, you got to be very careful in these knockout stages because it changes entirely from how the group stages are played. In the KO stages, games can no longer end in a draw. We will not see any more 0-0 games for the rest of the World Cup. If it is still tied after 90 minutes, you now play two 15-minute periods of extra time. And if it is still tied, then you go to a penalty kick shootout. This affects how we bet, though, because the games are graded on the 90 minutes of regulation time only. So if you have over 2.5 goals on a bet, and at the end of 90 minutes, it's 1-1, and then you go to extra time and the game ends 7-4, the under 2.5 is the bet that hits in this scenario because that 90 minutes is all that matters. The same goes with spreads, with player props, with anytime goal scores. All that matters for your bets is what happens in that first 90 minutes. So just be careful where you put your money on these games because it's going to get a little tricky here for the rest of the World Cup.
I can't tell you how many times I used to do that before I understood it, where it'd go 1-1 to extra time and I'd get that last goal. I hit it. No, you didn't. No, you didn't hit that over 2.5. Mark says, World Cup has ruined soccer betting for me. Mark, it's been tough for everybody. It only comes every 4 years. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. All right, we got to pay those pesky little bills before we get into our initial board for the day. And as you know, we have best bets all throughout the day. But let's hear from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back. Those watching on YouTube, listening on Apple or Spotify, this is The Early Edge, and we are all set for Week 13 of the NFL. But before we get to Week 13, we have one more World Cup game today, and that's where I would like to start. Buckets, England, they have been steady, kind of under the radar, but you think today could be their day?
I do think it's going to be their day, unfortunately, because I really like the Senegal side. But England under Southgate's tutelage has been developing some really, really strong attacking firepower in their youth. Players like Jude Bellingham, Jack Grealish, and Phil Foden. This is a side that can score from anywhere on the pitch from any of their starting 11 players. They'll be taking on a Senegal side that is used to being this defensive powerhouse like we saw in AFCON last year. However, without Sadio Mane, they've kind of evolved how they've been playing. They are the only team in Group B that conceded in every single one of their group matches, because they're focusing more on scoring now. They had 5 goals in the group stages, and those goals came from 5 different goal scorers. So these teams are just evolving as the tournament goes on. I'm looking at England over 1.5 goals here, team total at minus 125, because as we saw with Argentina yesterday, going up 2-0 might not be enough anymore. You got to kind of keep your foot on the gas, and you got to keep pushing, and England's attack is going to be just a bit too much for Senegal to deal with today.
All right, England team total over 1.5. I like that. By the way, England could lose this game, and we could still hit this bet. That's why we like playing the one side for them to score at least 2 goals. By the way, I see many of you in the chat commenting on MMA and UFC or lack thereof picks. Please, please understand that you guys don't know a lot of what goes into finding a capper. We have a new guy starting, but there's a lot of people out there that are already under contract. So just be very careful. You know my buddy Ian Parker from the PFL. You can find his picks too. But be very careful saying what you're saying, because you just don't know. You just don't know. It's hard finding people to do this. All right. Now, we've got our World Cup pick. But Mikey, when a player comes back with the talent level of the player that I'm thinking about, going against the defense that I'm thinking about, it's a great matchup all day long. Start us off in the NFL, sir.
Yeah, great matchup here for one Ja'Marr Chase. Love Ja'Marr Chase today. Going over the receiving number of 73.5 yards, we get a nice discount here. You know I like to speculate on things like this, but this is a fantastic discount. In this particular matchup, we would expect his player prop number to be set at 85.5 and probably be bet all the way up to 88.5 throughout the week. Look, reports are early this morning. He is not going to be limited in any capacity, not in terms of a snap count. Any limitations on Ja'Marr Chase will be up to Ja'Marr Chase in this game, from what it sounds like. That's a good thing, considering it's an emotional spot playing at home against this team that has already been talking to him defensively. I just love this spot for him. I think that it helps the Cincinnati team a ton. I think Cincinnati is very live to win this football game. I'll be looking to bet them live throughout the game. I'll be looking to bet Ja'Marr Chase props live throughout the game as well. But I think we have a nice discount here. I think this number should be in the mid-80s at a minimum.
Oh, there is no question about it. They cannot guard Ja'Marr Chase. And as Chiefs fans, we know who they can and cannot guard. And they cannot guard Ja'Marr Chase. I love this play, even though it's against my Chiefs. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it right now live here on the show. Now, while I'm doing that, let me come to you, R.J. White, because there's a quarterback coming back for the Bears today that could change things up. The Titans continue to be difficult to cover against, and a player prop. Can you help me out with all of that, please?
Yeah, I got 2 dogs here. First one, Titans +4.5. Rabel 16-6 against the spread as a dog of more than 3 points in his career. Only 1 loss this year by 5+. So this is a situation where Tennessee usually rises up and plays better. In power ratings wise, I would have Philly as like a 6-point favorite, but the Titans have kind of defied power ratings when they're playing, punching up above their weight. They can win these games outright. You know, they have 14 outright wins in those 22 game sample I mentioned earlier. It's Philly's defense gave up 32 and 33 points in the last 2 home games. The rush yards per play has been fine there. So the problems go beyond getting Jordan Davis back. I think there's still some issues passing the ball that they're going to have a problem defending with, because Tannehill has played really well, even while playing through an ankle injury. Philly's offense ran all over Green Bay, but Tennessee's defense is third in rush yards per play, going to have to throw to win. And Philly's offense has not really had the volume throwing. So we'll see if it can happen. But I think in this spot, just trust variable, play the plus 4.5. I liked it earlier in the week at 5, 5.5. As long as you're getting it above, you know, 4, I think you're getting a good number there. Then the Bears plus 4.5. This line moved to 3.5 when Fields started practicing in full, back to 4.5 now. I guess Packers have found some people that trust them, even though the last time they won a game in regulation was week 3. They've won one game by more than 3 all year. Of course, that was Chicago in week 2, same matchup here, but it's a little bit different offense they're playing. We know that the Bears offense moved to this really dynamic Justin Fields rushing offense in the middle of the year, and Green Bay's defense just gave up 157 rushing yards to Hurts last week. So Fields is going to have a big day in this game since he's playing here. And Chicago's playing close games with Fields after their offensive shift. I know they got blown out last week, but you know, but previous to that, they were losing games by 1, 2, 3 points. Like them to cover this 4.5 number here at home. And I have a great chance of winning it against a Green Bay team that hasn't been good. Then the one player prop I got is Nick Chubb over 94.5 rushing yards. Chubb has rushed for 100 plus rushing yards in all 4 of Cleveland's wins. Now we're expecting this to be a win because Cleveland's now favored by 8. So I think even 8.5 in the market some places. So they're expected to get an easy win in Deshaun Watson's debut. They don't have to put too much on Watson to win this game. Just load up on Chubb. Houston has the most rush attempts and rush yards allowed in the league. So teams know to run on Houston, and that perfectly fits what Cleveland wants to do. So Chubb's going to get over 100 yards in this game.
This is one of those games that's getting a lot of attention, even though the Texans are terrible. This is the return of Deshaun Watson, and there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Houston, Texas as well. By the way, CID says RJ is all business. I love him. CID, so do we. That's the all business face from RJ White. Now, we have come to the part of the show where the man's been sitting there, and when you back him into a corner, he just comes out firing. You have picks throughout the week, but also here live on the show. Maestro, it's your spot. The floor is yours.
Okay, I got 3 props today. I'm going to start with Mike White going up to Minnesota. I believe in this guy. I believe he will get the ball out quick, on time, on schedule, keep them ahead of the chains, and that leads me to over 22.5 completions. The Vikings do not have a good pass defense, but the key is they play zone more than any other team in the NFL. Mike White, in his career, 72% completion against the zone. So this is going to be a competitive game. Last week, it was 22 out of 28 against the Bears, but they didn't need to throw too much because they were beating the Bears pretty big in the fourth quarter. This time, I think he's going to have to throw 30 times. I love him over 22.5 at minus 145. That was on MGM. I will go to another quarterback prop right now. That is Jared Goff, over 1.5 touchdown passes, plus 114 on FanDuel. This guy is a home road split. 15 TDs at home, 2 on the road is what Jared Goff has. He's gone over this in all but one home game, and the one he didn't, he threw for 321 against Miami, so he's a completely different quarterback at home. This is a high total game, 51. There's going to be a lot of points. Both offenses, the Jaguars and the Lions, are going to have success, and the Jaguars are tougher against the run. Jameson Williams is coming back for at least limited snaps. I just love this for Jared Goff today. Over 1.5 touchdown passes, perfect indoor conditions, which is where he thrives. And then my last one, defense. Alex Highsmith of the Steelers to get over 0.75 sacks coming back at even money on DraftKings. That means a half sack does not cash it for us, but when T.J. Watt plays on the other side, T.J. Watt gets all the attention. In 4 games that T.J. Watt has played, 7.5 sacks for Alex Highsmith. So you got to watch T.J. Watt's status. If for some reason he is inactive, I mean, he's questionable with ribs, expected to play, practice on a limited basis. But if T.J. Watt is not active, then this play is not going to be good. But assuming he's active, I love it because all the attention goes to T.J. Watt.
Yeah, T.J. Watt makes such a difference. And last week we saw it. The Steelers, that was a Steelers type of victory. Score just enough and play great defense. Love that pick. Thank you, Maestro. By the way, Raymond, apparently new to the brand, says, I'm laughing my ass off. It's so crazy to me that Coach was one of my favorite love-to-hate WWE characters when I was young, and now he helps me with his gambling. Raymond, thanks for watching back in the day. Believe me, they don't have people like me anymore. They just don't. Or like Mikey, or like Maestro, or like RJ, or like Buckets. We got better characters right here on the show than they do right now there. Don't tell Roman Reigns. All right, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Speculator right now, 0-0 in that France-Poland over 2.5 game. M squared, Jamar Chase over 73.5 receiving yards. You heard all the Chick-fil-A nuggets. We know they're closed on Sundays. We still bring them to you. Great matchup for Chase today against the Chiefs secondary. Then R.J. White, Titans plus 4.5, Bears plus 4.5. Then a little Nick Chubb over 94.5 rush yards. That's against that porous Texans defense. Then the Maestro, three props. Two offensively, Mike White for the Jets, over 22.5 completions, minus 145. That's against the Vikings. Jared Goff at home today, over 1.5 touchdown passes, plus 114. Then Alex Highsmith, let's get at least one sack for the Steelers today, please, as they win in Atlanta on the road. And then our man Buckets, one play, England, team total, over 1.5, minus 125. Again, that game starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Now, for many of you who watch this particular show every week, we always give you a little bonus. I tell you all the time, you can't just look at the recap screen because we have what we like to call the look ahead. RJ, come back.
Yeah, we're looking ahead at a massive road favorite next week, Kansas City minus 8.5 at Denver. Kansas City has the best offense in the league, number one passing offense in the league. Denver can't get the ball across the 50 sometimes, it seems, with that passing offense. This line was 7.5 earlier in the week. It's already moved a point. I think it should be double digits. Denver's offense just not progressing. Lowest yardage game all year was last week at Carolina. Not that great of a defense. Should have been able to move the ball. There could do nothing offensively. Their defense has been solid much of the year, but this is a big step up in competition with that Kansas City offense that has five wins by double digits this year. Five straight games over 430 yards. Should be a bloodbath there in that game. Even in Denver, I would put the number at 11.
Yeah, especially after what will probably happen to the Denver Broncos today in Baltimore. They're 9.5-point dogs, and that line has continued to go up well a lot. Not good in Denver right now. I love the look ahead and the fact that a lot of books allow you to do it. RJ, thank you very much. Now, remember, it's a full day. We'll be back at noon. We'll be back at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight. But in the meantime, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. M squared, RJ, Maestro, Buckets, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos, and all of you in the chat getting up with us on a Sunday morning. We appreciate it so very much. We'll see you at noon right here on the Early Edge. Good luck.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.